Get in My Head, Sarah's Story. Written by S.M. Holland. Narrated by Melody Muslakovich. Prologue. I stare at the boxes stacked all around my room and seriously contemplate setting them all on fire. I hate packing. I hate moving. And I hate unpacking.
Why do you always wind up with way more boxes than the rest of us? Did you sneak more on the moving truck again?
My brother Shane stands in the doorway to my new room and drops another box on the floor. He's right. I do have too many boxes. A fire could solve all my problems. I should have invested in a can of gasoline and had a bonfire in the backyard. It would save me a lot of heartache trying to figure out which new junk drawer to fill up first.
Earth to Sarah! Is anyone home in there? Or have your blonde roots finally infiltrated your brain?
I shoot him a glare. I don't know why he always pulls the blonde card. He's blonde too. I thought you were supposed to be nice to me this time.
Says who?
Says the International Handbook of Twinnerly Love.
No, that version is for identical twins only. You're out of luck.
Wonderful. I open another box and pull out a family picture from years ago. I was probably 6, maybe 7. We don't have many pictures with the whole family together, so this one is special to me. Mom hates it. She says it makes her sad, but I don't care. I place it on my desk and push another box in front of it.
Stop moping around and come join the rest of us. You know he's leaving in a few days, right?
I throw a shoe at Shane. I'll be up in a minute. I need to get some of these boxes unpacked.
No, you'll get distracted and forget to come up. The rest of us will have to listen to Mom huff and puff around the kitchen, slamming cabinet doors because you've left the rest of us waiting. Again. You know how she gets before Dad's deployments.
Right. I suck in a sharp breath too fast. It makes me dizzy. A perfect start to junior year. Not only did we just move across country to a new city, a new school, and a land with no friends, we are going to a civilian school for the first time in years. The icing on the cake? Dad's disappearing to some undisclosed location in the Middle East for the next 12 months. Or longer. Who knows? The military isn't one to share its secrets. A lot like the rest of my family. Pressure builds up behind my eyes, and I quickly step into my closet, pretending to organize a shelf. Push it down. You're fine. I clench my fists and dig my fingernails into the palms of my hands. I can't lose it, because Mom is going to lose it every day for the next 12 months.
You okay?
Shane pops his head in my closet. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just unpacking.
It's kind of hard to unpack with your hands clenched so tight.
He clears his throat and nods towards my hands, which are quickly losing circulation. It's a new method I learned. I release my tingling fingers.
What would that be?
If a box isn't worth unclenching my fists for, then I have to burn it.
Right. Well, I'm going to go eat. I'll tell Mom you're coming.
Sure.
Don't get lost in outer space this time, space cadet.
He shoves my shoulder and kicks a box on his way out of my room. Space sounds more appealing. I give myself permission for a few tears to slide down my face before I suck it up and step out of my closet. Last few days with Dad. I can do this. I square my shoulders and head upstairs, preparing myself to be the foundation Mom leans on, the railing to stop Shane from going over the edge, the pillow for Tate to cuddle when he needs it, and the never-ending well for Kyle to dump all the pressure that Mom dumps on him. August 18th. Dear Fate, the closer it gets to Ted's deployment, the stranger everyone becomes, carefully walking on eggshells, trying their best not to make too many noises, like they are afraid to disrupt the fleeting peace in the house. It's all just a facade. Mom doesn't realize we can all hear her crying into her pillow, even behind her closed bedroom door. Tate follows Dad around like a baby duck. He's too young to remember Dad's last deployment.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?